Okay, today's daf is Baba Kaba daf Samach, and there's a lot to do today. A lot to do, and we'll get through as much as we can. Says the Mishnah on Nun Tes Amid Beis. Nun Tes Amid Beis, says the Mishnah. Second Mishnah. Hashleach has a Be'ira Biad Chereshet Avakatim. We read it yesterday, we'll read it again. If you send a fire in the hands of a Chereshet Avakatim, Patim Medini Adam Mechayib Dini Shemayim. So as we had earlier, this is one of the cases that your Pater Medini Adam. But you are chayim din shemayim. Why you patur midini adam? Because you didn't do it directly. You gave it to a chereshet of a katan, and it's linked to them. So therefore, you are patur. But obviously, it's not the right thing to do, and therefore, it's chayim din shemayim. Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Yud says they are lav b'nei shlichus. They can't be your shliach, and therefore, it's disconnected from you once you give it to them, and therefore, you are patur. But you're chayim din shemayim. Shilach b'yat pikeach b'kayach chayim. But if you send it in the hands of a pikeach, in front of, let's say, Reuven gives it to Shimon, then the pikeach is chayev, the shliach is chayev. Fine. Why don't you say ein shliach l'dvar avera? Why don't you say that's what you do say. You say ein shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore says the stipler. This is a gemara. There are not too many of them. This is a gemara in Maseches Bava Kama that proves to me the iser of hezek. I remember we started off the whole Masechta saying that we know for sure that there were more chairs upstairs. We brought them up for the shiur yesterday. We started off the whole Masechta saying that the Torah says that you for sure have to pay if you damage someone. But the question is, do you get an isser for damaging someone? So the stipler says it must be that you get an isser also. The first stipler, Siman Aleph and Bava Kama. What's the raya? Where in Bava Kama does it say that it's an isser to be mazik? So we had a gemara earlier that said maybe. Question: what the girsa was? It was machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos whether you have the girsa of iser. But it says this, the first gemara the disciple quotes is this gemara right here. The fact that you apply ein shlich l'dvar avera means there's an avera going on here, and therefore it is the makar in Bava Kama at least that there is an iser to be mazik. The question then is what is the iser to be mazik? That's where you get into the discussion of the tour and the Reina Yonah seem to say it's gezel, and the Meshech Chachma, the Yad Ramah quotes maybe it's lifnei iver. The Stipler himself thinks that it's Hashavas Aveda. If you have to return somebody's health, and you have to return somebody's item, surely you can't damage it in the first place. The Kiryat Sefer, the big quotes, is that it's a Durabanan. Either way, that is the big discussion that we had back on Daf Beis, but this is a crucial Gemara regarding that. Crucial Mishnah. Weiter. Echad Hebeyesa Arve, Echad Hebeyesa Eitzim. Somebody brings the fire, and then the fuel for the fire. Hamebeyesa Eitzim Chayiv. And the one who brings the wood chayev, because it would have gone out. It wouldn't have been able to survive without the wood. Echad hevi yasa eitzim, echad hevi yasa or. If somebody brings wood, but then somebody comes and lights a match, so then the guy will light the match. Hamevi yasa or chayev. Rather than the one who lights the fire is going to be chayev, because he caused all the problems. But last line of the Mishnah. Ba'acher v'liba hamalav chayev. If somebody else comes, ba'acher v'liba, and lights the fire, and ignites it, hamalav chayev, then the one who lights it is chayev. Livsa haruach. Kulan peturin. But if the wind did it, you didn't do it, then everybody's going to be putter, as we'll see the case in the Gemara. First, we quoted Machlokas, which we had yesterday already. Amr Reish Lakish Vedah Chizkiah. We had this twice already. There's a Reish Lakish in the name of Chizkiah. Lo Shanu El Shemas Lo Kachalas Valiba. When do you say that you're putter if you give something to a Chereshot of a Katan? Only if you gave over a coal and the Chereshot of a Katan lit it. So then, obviously, the Chereshot of a Katan is responsible for that. What did you do? You just gave her a coal, which usually goes out. But he lit it. Aval masalo shal heves chayev. But if you gave him over a flame, then you're going to be chayev, says Reish Lakish. My taima, why? My savka garmulo. But then you're going to be chayev because it's your actions. You lit the fire. You gave him over a flame. Therefore, you're going to be chayev in that case. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu masalo shal heves pater. Even if you give him a flame, you're going to be pater. Why? My time at Sabda the Cheresh Garmula. Because even though if you give over a flame, what does a flame do unless it's put somewhere? Unless it's placed somewhere, unless it's given fuel to continue. So even if you give over a flame, you're going to be putter, because we could pin it onto the Chereshot of a Katan. V'lo machayev at Sheyim Salo, Gavza Salsa Shraga. The only time that you're going to be chayev is when you give him over all the materials. You give him over kindling and thorns and big wood and little wood in order to make a fire. Dahu vade maisi didei garmu. Because then for sure, we could pin that on the Mishaleach, and that's why he would be chayiv. Okay. Tosfos read here, and Rashi earlier back on Daf Chaf Beis, say, what's this machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right? So even though the Gemara never links it explicitly, Rashi and the Tosafot both say this is l'shitasam. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about Eisha Mishum Chitzav or Eisha Mishum Amono. Right? According to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eisha Mishum Chitzav. So then, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you go over a flame, you're putter. Why? Because now it becomes the chitzim of the cheresh. You gave over an arrow, but then when he does anything to it, it's his chitzim. And therefore, you're only going to be chayiv if you give him over all the material, so then you could say he didn't do anything and it's still your chitz. But according to Reish Lakish, that is Eisha Mishum Mamono. So then, as long if you gave him over a shalheves, you're going to be chayiv, because that's your mamon. Once it's your mamon, so then that's it. It doesn't matter if somebody else is holding your mamon, but still, it's going to be chayiv. So there are other ways to explain it, but that is how Rashi, again, back on Daf Chaf Beis, and the Tosafot right here, explain this machlokas. Vayter, says the Gemara, Shilach biad pikeach abikeach chayiv, on top. So if you gave a flame to a pikeach, to a mentally stable person, then that person is going to be chayiv. But the Gemara continued saying, if Lee, the last will go, now this Gemara is going to go on the last line, Ba'acher v'liba hamala b'chayiv. If somebody else comes and lights it, then that person is going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, Amarish Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Man detani liba lo mishtabesh, Uman detani niba lo mishtabesh. If you have the girsa of liba in the Mishnah, it's fine, because we have the word liba meaning kindling and igniting, and we have the word niba meaning causing something to go out. Man detani liba lo mishtabesh, dechsiv blabas esh. You see, in the beginning of Shmos, when Moshe sees the snare, that Hashem appears balabas esh, the word liba referring to fire. Uman detani niba lo mishtabesh, also niba is not a problem, dechsiv borei niv svatayim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, the niv svatayim, what goes out from the lips, also a fire goes out. So you see the word niba could also refer to something going out, like a fire. Ask the Shidduch Kubetzes here. We have this type of discussion many times in Shas. If you have this gersa, lo mishtabish, this, lo mishtabish. But usually, as the Shidduch Kubetzes, the Gemara quotes both of them. And then the Gemara says, they're both right. Here the Gemara never quoted niba. So says the Shidduch Kubetzes, Tzarachian, I just don't understand. This is an unusual Gemara. Kasha, shein derech ha-talmud lo markein, elok she'omer mitchilo, ika mandatani hachi, v'ika mandatani hachi, v'hadar omer, mandatani hachi lo mishtabish, mandatani hachi lo mishtabish. That's the normal way the Gemara has it. V'dechvasa harbe b'talmud. He just has that ha'ara. Says the Maritz Chayis. You got two take-home Maritz Chayises today. Says the Maritz Chayis. This is a proof to what I've written before. We mentioned this back in Maseches Tainis. And this is what the Rif says at the end of Maseches Erevin. That what? The Amoraim who put together the Bavli had the Yerushalmi in front of them when they wrote the Bavli. And you find many places, says the Maritz Chayis, that the Bavli assumes something in the Yerushalmi. Says the Maritz Chayis here, that if you look in the Yerushalmi, the parallel Yerushalmi, it quotes Beferish these two deos. These two deos of Liba and Niba are quoted. So says the Maritz Chayis, quotes the Shidduch Mekubetzes, L'dayti nira mikan od raya brura l'masha hechlet arifs of Erevin, the Talmud Bavli, Nistar, Zman Rabach Yerushalmi. B'kfar haya Talmud Yerushalmi, Mesudar e Sidra ha-Bavliyim es Talmud ha-Talmud shalohem. Right, we know the Yerushalmi was earlier, Rabbi Yochanan, was an early Amora. But they studied the Yerushalmi, they knew it, and then they wrote. So he says, V'rashi hirgish bazeh. Rashi in Taina said, they would somach on the Yerushalmi sometimes. So he says, here too, V'im kein shas dilan somach al inyan haniskar Yerushalmi sham, de'istani v'niba, de'istani v'liba. In the Yerushalmi right here. V'ka'amar de'man de'tani hachi l'mashtabish, man de'tani hachi l'mashtabish, v'zeh emes. De'kan somach hashasa Yerushalmi, ulam, okay, and it continues. But that is the only difference is it quotes the order. Right there it says Liba and Niba, and here it says there it says Niba and Liba, here it says Liba and Niba. But either way, he says, you saw Gadol, quoting the riff from the end of Erevin, that they had it in front of them. Point number one. Point number two, interesting point of Niv Svatayim, Rav Shechter in one of his Svarim in Ikvei Hatzon on page Kuflamet Hey, discusses Yonah Dioma, we're getting into Yonah Purim time, does the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Not Tanakh. Tanakh. So what? Torah happened before Nevi'im. Nevi'im happened before Ksuvim? Lav Dafka. Right? Divrei Hayamim is all a parallel to parallel times. And you know, Lav Dafka that it happened in that order. Yirmiyo HaNavi wrote Echa and all the Megillus. Or Rus is much earlier. So it's not an order. So what's the difference? What makes something Navi and what makes something Ksuvim? What's the difference? So he says, if you look at Rav Shechter says, if you look at Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin, Right, we have it. It's the drasha Chazal make on the end of Parshas B'Shalach. K'sov zos zikaron v'sefer on the pasuk. What does that mean? Zos mashakasov kana b'mishnah Torah. Zos is Torah. Zikaron mashakasov b'neviim. V'sefer mashakasov b'megillah. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the omek of the drasha? So Shachter explains Torah is Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was misnabe b'zeh. Zeh Hadavar. He had clarity of vision. It was the only Navi that could say Zeh. Right at the beginning of Parshas Matos. But other Neviim, call Mar Hashem. Hashem says this, but it's not with the clarity of the Zeh. So that's why Ksov Zos, that's Torah. Because Torah is from the word Zos, that's the clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zikaron is Neviim, and Sefer is Ksuvim. So we know why Torah is different. What about the next two? What is Neviim and Ksuvim? So if Shachter explains, quoting from Reb Chaim, that Neviim were given over, those Nevuahs were originally given over to say to the people. And then they were written down. But the Nevuah was given over to say to Klal Yisrael, and then they were written down. Ksuvim were given over to first be written. Memela, people would read them and then get the messages. But that's the difference. And that's why Neviim is called Neviim from the word Niv Svatayim. And we just said, it's speaking. While Ksuvim is about Kosev, it's learned down from the word Sefer. Zikaron, Neviim were learned down from the word Zikaron. Chazal Darshan many times, Zikaron is from the word Lahazkir. Right? Zachari is Asher Azal Chal Amalek. What does that mean? Lahazkir Masha Asal Amalek. Can't just remember, you gotta mention it. Zachar many times means the Lahazkir. So says Rav Shechter, that's quoting from Rav Chaim, that's what he means. Sifri Nebuah Nitnu Milchachila Amanas Lahi Amar Lacherim. And that's why it's Neviim Niv Svatayim, Tnuvas Hasada. Masha'in came. Sifri Ksuvim, it wasn't Nitan to say over at the beginning, it was just given over to write. So that's what he says here in Simon Chav Gimel in Be'ik Be'hatzo.
Okay.
Good. Continuing. Lipsa haruach kulan peturin. If the wind blows the fire, so then your potter kulan peturin. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, liba v'lipsa haruach. If, what happens if you ignited, but you had some help? Right, you ignited, like a regular case of Eish, basically. If you ignited the fire, but you had some help with the wind. So, im yesh b'li b'yo k'dei lavosa chayiv. If your igniting would have been enough, and then it would have gone into your friend's field, then you're going to be chayiv. You didn't even need the wind. If you don't need the wind, you're going to be chayiv for Eish. V'im lav pater. Right, so remember, we spoke about Eish, the beginning of the Masechta, koach acher mu'urav bo. That is what defines Eish. So, is that a chumer or a kula? Remember, Tosas on Daf Beis, first off, in the first Amud of the Masechta said, it is not, even though all the other ones are a Chumrah, all the other ones of Hanala Hezekah, and Hezekah Matsuya, and Kabbanah Salahazak, all those are Chumras, this one is a Kula. Tos is held on Bezmet Aleph. Therefore, you have to read it of, even though Koach Acher Me'urav Bo, and therefore, you should be more Potter, still, you're going to be Chayiv. The Rashba and Avdala said, no, Koach Acher Me'urav Bo could be a Kula, but it also could be a Chumrah. The second that you do something, you're going to have a partner in your Hezek. You should know that. And therefore it's a chumrah. So Eish is a unique type of mazik. Again, you got to put together all of these mishnayos to define the mazik of Eish.
There's also an important distinction here. The question is Eish min haTorah? Once you have Eish, the ruach shimitsuya brings it.
Is Eish min haTorah?
No, there's something called Eish min haTorah. Eish
right.
min haTorah is an Eish that you create.
Right.
And that's the question here. But once you have Eish
right.
min haTorah,
well, that's
everyone holds that ruach shimitsuya that brings it.
Okay, I mean, it also relates to the machlokas we just mentioned before of chitzo and mamono, right? Because nobody says any other of the mazikim or chitzov. So again, Eish is more connected to the person to be another mamazik.
Right, so there's two stages, creating the Eish and then having the one take it.
Right.
The question is,
right.
If you had help creating the Eish.
Right, Maisa versus and the chisaron of Shmira. So says the Brisa, if there was enough for you to do it yourself, you're chayiv. V'im la pater, and if not, you're pater. If it's just, if you needed the wind to do it, then you're pater. Ask the Gemara an amazing question. Amai lema kazora v'ruach masayaso. Why you putter? Just because the wind helped you. Look at Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos, we have a malacha called Zoreh, not to be confused with Zoreah. Right? If you start with the malachas, you get to Zoreah first. Chorei Zoreah Kotzer. Right? Dosh. Ma'amer Zoreh. Zoreh winnowing. What's winnowing? We throw up the, after I separated, I was dosh, I threshed, I separated the kernels and the shafts from the stem, so it's all on the ground now, I throw it all up in the air, the light shells blow away, and therefore the seeds, you know, fall to the ground, that's winnowing. So what do I just throw it up and the wind helps me. If I do that on Shabbos, I'm chayiv midaraisa. So what is Just like on Hilchas Shabbos, ask the Gemara, you should be chayiv with the help of the wind. So too for Nezek, you should be chayiv with the help of the wind. Ask the Egle Tal here, Ma'in Yin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Right? How could you have the connection? How could you parallel the two? Which might be the answer of the Gemara, which we'll see in a minute. But the Egle Tal and Zore even wonders, by the Shabbos, you just go by whatever they did in the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? They did this in the Mishkan, so you're chayiv in the Mishkan. Right? They didn't do this, doesn't mean that it's called an objective malacha. Says the Egle Tal, you know what you see from here? It must be that no. Whatever they did in the Mishkan is called a malacha. Because you see, even by, let's say, two people do what they did in the Mishkan together. So we know you're Pater in that case. It was done in the Mishkan. Sometimes two people had to carry the heavy loads. But the Egle Tal says it must be somehow it's called an objective maisa based on what was done in the Mishkan. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So just like you're chayiv by Hilchas Shabbos, so too you should be chayiv in Hilchas Mazik. So four answers. Amar Abaya, number one, Kehacha b'mayis kinan, kagon sheliba mitzad echad v'livso ruach mitzad acher. No, you know what happened here? You were pushing it in one direction, and then it went in the other direction. The wind pushed it in the other direction. So you obviously had nothing to do with that, right? That's purely the wind because it went in the wrong direction. Rava Amar, number two, kagon sheliba ruach mitzuya v'livso haruach ruach sheina mitzuya. No, you lit a ruach mitzuya. And then a Ruach She'ena Mitzuyah came along and took it and made it go to your friends afield. Asher B'chaim, what do you mean? Adam Mula Olam. So why don't you say that once you lit it, but Ruach Mitzuyah, you're Chayiv. Right? We had the Machlokas earlier, back on Daf Chav Zayin, Tosfos and the Ramban, whether Adam is Chayiv even by Onis Gomer or not. But either way, certain Onsim, he's Chayiv. So let's say according to the Ramban that he's Chayiv even in Onis Gomer. So it's a Ruach She'ena Mitzuyah, so why aren't you Chayiv anyway? So it says Reb Chaim, you know what you must say? That you don't say, you only say Adamu Olam by Adam HaMazik. And if there's no other Mazik that is connected and teaming up. But if there's a Mazik that is teaming up with the Adam, then you don't say Adamu Olam. That's what you see from this Gemara. Reb Chaim writes that in Hilchos, Schirus. Number three, Reb Zera Amar going to Tzimret Tzimurei. Well, what you did with Tzimret Tzimurei, you made it, you didn't really ignite it. You blew it a little bit, and so you didn't really have such an input. But finally, number four, the famous answer of Ashi Amar. It's famous right now. We'll make it famous. Ki Amrina Zora Baruch Masayaso. When do we say Zore is Chayiv Hanimili Linyan Shabbos? The Melechas Machsheves Asar Torah. Only by Shabbos it's Chayiv, because there Melechas Machsheves Asar Torah. Rashi, two important words. Niskaima Machshavaso. Okay. Right? Your machshava is makuyam. What you wanted to happen, happened. And therefore, malach machshava dasar Torah. Pasuk in Vayakel. Aval hacha, grama ba'almahu. The grama b'nisak and pater. But here, this is called a grama, and the terms of the hezek. And therefore, you are going to be pater. So this is the major contrast between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nezek. Let's talk about a few points regarding this. Generally, we've mentioned that Melech Machsheves comes up all the time in Hilchos Shabbos. There are many halachas that are learned out from Melech Machsheves. The fact that Darvish Shein Miskavein is Pater in Hilchos Shabbos, according to Reb Shimon. The fact that Melech Shein Yisrichel Gufa is Pater in Hilchos Shabbos. The fact that Mekalkel and Misasek and maybe Shinui and maybe Grama and maybe many halachas that are learned out from Melech Machsheves. But as has been mentioned, almost all those cases that we just mentioned now, is Melech Machsheves is a kula in Hilchos Shabbos. Even though it's considered an act elsewhere, for Hilchos Shabbos it's not called an act. Right? We had the Ramah in Hilchos Gittin. Ramah in Hilchos Gittin says, Bidi Eved, if a sofer writes a get with his left hand, is kosher. Bidi Eved. So ask the Beis Shmuel there, ask the Chelkas Machokik, the two Nosekim on Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean? If you write with your left hand on Shabbos, it's not called Ksiva. So how could you say, Midaraisa? So how could you say that if you write a get with your left hand, it's called a Ksiva? The answer is no. Elsewhere is called a ksiva. But for Shabbos, you have a higher standard, and therefore you're going to be pater if you write with your left hand, midaraisa. So almost all these cases are kulas. But one finds a few, not too many, but a few cases where Melech Machsheves is a chumra. And here's one of them. Even though you're pater in Ezekin, you are chayiv in Hilchos, you're chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. Where else? Do you have any others? Imagine two others. Two other cases where Melech Machsheves is a chumra because they are not so common. What is the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran in Mesechta Shabbos? There it says, what happens on Shabbos? We know the halacha is you have to write two osios. You have to write two letters to be chayiv. If I only write one letter, so I'm going to be putter on Shabbos. Unless, there's a machlokas, what if I write a resh with a smidgen? Which everybody knows that, that means Rebbe. So I write one letter that everybody knows means two letters. That's the machlokas in the Tanakh. But if I just write one letter, I write a gimel. So then I'm not chayav daraisa. Maybe it's chatzi shir. But what happens, says the Gemara, if I have a ches, and I erase the gag of the ches? Right, in the Torah, a ches is either a zayin or a vav, or two zayins. But let's say, whatever it is, I erased it, so I'm left with two letters. Says the Gemara, you're chayav on Shabbos for writing two letters. You did ksiva through mechika. Right, you're chayav. That's the right. The Gemara says a kuf dalan a base. Right, if you're not slow legago shel ches va'aso shnei zayinin. Right, that's a case where you are going to be chayav. So what is that? So that's for Hilchos Shabbos. Rashba says mehosh aminan. You know what you see from this Gemara? Tepiyai gavna lo mikri chok tochos. You know what? That this must, since for Hilchos Shabbos you're chayav, it must be that in Hilchos Sefer Torah is also a guksiva. We know that the letters of the Sefer Torah have to be written and not left. Meaning, I can't pour ink on a Sefer Torah on a cloth and then I'll erase all around and the letters will be left. That's called chok tochos. You know, that's engraving what's around and what you're left what's inside. That's puzzle writing for a Torah. Right? You have to do chok yurechos. You have to write the form of the letters. Right? You can't write and indent the background. Push it up from the back. But says the Gemara, so usually, a lot of times when you erase something, let's say you have a letter, the Sofer Estu, we just had it last week, right? If you have a Vav that's supposed to be a Yud, you can't just erase the bottom of the Vav to make it a Yud, because that's Chok Tochos. You're creating the letter by leaving what's there. You got to erase the whole thing, and then rewrite the letter. So says the Rashba, what about in this case? You have a Ches, and you erase it, and you create two Zions. Says the Rashba, that must be called Chok Yerechos. Because if it's Chayv and Ilcha Shabbos, it must be called a Ksiva, and therefore, it's good enough for a Sefer Torah. Oh, so you have to know if he would say that. Says the Ran, I don't know what he's talking about. V'li nireh, t'chein mikan raya. So I don't know what he's talking about. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, melechaz machshavas asr Torah. And you know what? You wanted to write two letters. There are two letters here. Mashenkin b'kriyas ha-Torah, b'hilchos sefer Torah. So again, another example where you have a chumra by Shabbos. It will be called ksiva by Shabbos, even though it won't be called ksiva outside. That's one example. And then you have another example, Me'iri in Avodah Zarah. Where did I get this Me'iri from? The Minchas Asher in Vayakel quotes the 11 cases where Melechaz Machshavas is a Kula and the 7 cases where it's a Chumrah. So if he doesn't quote it, it probably doesn't exist. That's the Minchas Asher in Siman Samach Gimel in his Pirish Ala Torah. So there he quotes the Me'iri in Avodah Zarah in the context of Bishul Akum, where the Gemara talks about if a non-Jew warms up a peg because he wants to dry out his peg. And it happened to be that your cucumber happened to be in the oven too. And it got cooked by the guy. He didn't even realize he was cooking, doing Bishul Akum. So in that context, the question is, he had kavana to just dry out his peg. He didn't have kavana to cook. So, says the Gemara, there's no problem with Bishul Akum there. No problem with Shalakim there, because he had kavana to dry out his peg. But says the Gemara, says the Meiri, v'yava bishalinyan Shabbos, we said that if you do this to the peg, if you dry out a peg, you're chayiv mishum mevashel, umitzad ripuy hakodem, even though you're trying to dry out the peg, and therefore ultimately get it hardened. But it says in Masechta Shabbos that because it gets softened originally, you're going to be chayiv. Says the Meiri, hasam melechaz machshavas hasra Torah, for I'm a chayiv, Mechashiv hu al abishol, afal bishay in tachlis kavanaso abishol. That's called abishol for Hilchos Shabbos, but for Hilchos Bishul Akum, that's not called abishol, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Again, that's on a drabbanon level for Bishul Akum, but these are three examples: our Gemara and the Meiri and the Ran and the Rashba in Shabbos for cases where Melechaz Machshavas is a chumra. The Gemara contrasts again and says this is Zorah. Zorah is different. But by Nezikin, you have Grumma B'Nizakin. So one other Ha'ara, and then we have to continue, even though there's a lot more to say. There are certain Malachos of Shabbos, we mentioned this in a shiur a few weeks ago, that are Grumma-ish. That kind of are Grumma-like, but they're Chayv anyway, because that's goof of the Malacha. Zoreh, right here, the Gemara says, is Grumma-like, but you're going to be Chayv in Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says this by Tzad. You just put the trap out, the animal goes in by itself. Tzad is kind of Grumma-ish. So Grumma usually is only in the Siddur Rabbanan. No, but that's goof of the Malach of Tzad. The Shmir Shabbos says this by Bishul. Bishul, I just put a pot on the fire. What did I do? Oh, in an hour from now it's going to be cooked? I didn't cook it. I just created the circumstances for it. So by Tzad and by Bishul and by Zoreh. These are three malachas which are grama like, but you're not going to say they're pater mishum grama, because that's gufa, the nature of the malach. Okay? If we have more time at the end, we'll get back to Malach Mashabas, but I don't remember a time when we had time at the end. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. If you make a fire, send the fire, and the fire eats up wood or stones or dirt, chayef. Right, you're chayef. Shneimar, it doesn't matter what it eats, because the pasuk says, "Ki seitzei eish umatzah kotzim enech hagadosh o'akama o'asada shalim yishalim imavres ha'beira." Din and the pasuk quoted in the Mishnah. Amar Rava, lomli the kaddish rachmana kotzim gadish kama v'sada. Why does the Torah have to write all of these? Right, what does the Torah have to write all of these for? So tzrichi. Because of Rachmana Kotzim, if the Torah would have only written Kotzim, thorns, Yechayiv, if you light a fire with, you light up somebody's thorns, Hava Amina Kotzim Udechayiv Rachmana, Mishun Deshkiach Eish Gabayu. I would have thought that the Torah only says Yechayiv for Eish, for thorns, because that is something that is great kindling. Thorns are great kindling. Deshkiach the Pasha. And therefore, if thorns lit, so it must be you were Poshea and didn't keep your fire away from these thorns, and you should have. But a gadish, a big pile of straw, that's usually not something that people light for fire. And obviously people didn't want to light that for fire, therefore you have to assume it was an ones, Rashi says. So maybe you wouldn't be chayef for ish. That's why the chiddush is, no, you're chayef for gadish if you lit the fire. Because of Rachmana gadish, and if it only had written gadish and not thorns, Hava mina gadish chayiv rechiv rachmana. I would have thought only the gadish, the Torah, is mechayiv. Mishum hefse merubahu, because what a loss! The whole gadish, the whole pile of straw, got destroyed. Aval kotzim that's a muad emelo, but kotzim just a bunch of thorns, just a hefse muad. I would have thought he's not chayiv. Kamashlan, that's what he has to say. Kotzim. He asked the Amshal Shlomo, what's the hava mina? Just because you damage somebody only a little bit, you're going to be putter. If I damage you $1 million, okay, I'm going to be chayiv. If it's only $100, I'm going to be putter. What's the difference? You a mazik, right? Even if you steal, by stealing, it doesn't make a difference, right? The Rambam says, also lit of kol shehu, right? So what's the havamina? It says the Amshal Shlomo, the difference is, here, you lit it in your reshus. So once you lit it in your reshus, so then there might be limitations. You have to guard this fire, the Torah says. But maybe you only have to guard it if it's going to cause major damage. If you light it in somebody else's reshus, of course, even hefsin muat. But if you light it in your reshus, even though actual hezek, you don't make such a difference. Kamashmalan, you don't make that difference. Kamashmalan, you're chayiv anyway, even by a hefsin muat. But at least that is the havamina. Okay, so that's why you have gadish and kotzim. Kamalamali. Says the Gemara, why do you have the third word, kama, standing up stalks? Ma kama bagoli av kal bagoli. To teach me, just like kama is revealed and open, so do anything that is galui. Anything that is galui, meaning not tamun, is something that we're going to, the source for this is going to come up tomorrow. Exactly how do you define tamun? What if it's normal to keep something hidden? And that's going to come up tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda, Machayev on Aniske Tamun Be'esh, Kama Lamali. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're Chayev on Tamun. So what is the pasuk excluding by Kama or including? L'rabos Ka Ba'alei Koma. It's coming to include all Ba'alei Koma. What are Ba'alei Koma? Rashi says, Ba'alei Chayim Ve'ilanos, animals and trees. If those are burned by Esh, those are also Chayev. The Rashba says, he quotes Rashi, and he says, V'esh Apirishu Afilu Yerakos, vegetables, even though they don't grow too far from the ground, those are also Ba'alei Koma. But there's still items. But Yeshapir Shula Rabos Koldavar. Then the Rashba says, me includes everything, meaning even Kalim. Why? She'en locha Geshem, She'en obal koma gedola oktana. Your Geshem means Gashmius. There's nothing physical that doesn't stand up. Right? Anything you could stand up. So there's no Geshem, says the Rashba. That's everything. Bali koma means everything's included. Everything. V'rabbanan, the rabbis call Ba'alei Koma min alahu. How do the rabbanan know to include all Ba'alei Koma, that you're chayef for all of these? Nafgalu me'o hakama. You learn that from the word o, right? That extra word is teaching me all Ba'alei Koma. Rabbi Yehuda, omi ba'alei l'chalik. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, o teaches you to be mechalik. Meaning you don't have to, the fire doesn't have to damage all these things for you to be chayef. Any one of them. V'rabbana l'chalik min alahu. How do the rabbanan know that? Nafgalu me'o asadeh. From the other o. Rabbi Yehuda, I did because of Rachmana o akama, because of o asada. The second O is just to be parallel. Sadeh lamali, so what about the fourth word? Sadeh includes items that usually you didn't think would be burned. right? If it just gets the edge of your unplowed field gets singed, or your rocks get singed, you're even chayav for that. So just read the last one, sada, meaning if you're chayav for something that usually doesn't get burned, so surely anything else. So tzricha, no, you need all of them. If it would have just said sada, hava amina, basha besada in mi diachrina lo, I would have thought only something in the sada, not other items. Rashi says, meaning, what about the sada itself, the ground itself? You wouldn't have thought just what's in the sada. Kamash malan, everything is included. Okay. So now we earned it. We have some agarata. Amar Shem Barach Beni Amar Yonasan. Ein Peranis Bala Olam. Ela Bizban Shah Rishayim Ba Olam. Peranis tragedy comes to the world. Rahman Al Islam when Rishayim are in the world. Meaning once the Rasha dies, the world's not going to be paid back for his actions. Veinam Maschelas Ela Minat Tzadikim Tchila. But it's where does the punishment start? Minat Tzadikim. Right? We know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the Bali Musar say that the din klali for the world sometimes overrides the din prati for a certain tzaddik. And therefore, even if the din klali is that there's piranhas bala olam, so sometimes, you know, tzaddikim are going to even be affected by that. Shenema kiseitza eish umatzakotzim. Right, as it says, a fire goes out and eats the thorns. Emasai eish yotza. When does the eish go out? Bizmashakotzim mitsuyinlam. When there are thorns, right, the Risham are called thorns. When the kotzim are matsui, that's when the eish goes out. It only starts from the tzaddikim, shenemar v'ne'echal gadish. Right, the tzaddikim are compared to the gadish, not the thorns, which are the rishayim, but the big, nice straw haystack. Right, that's the tzaddik. It says the gadish was eaten already. V'achal gadish lo nemar el v'ne'echal gadish. Shenechal gadish kvar. So you see, the gadish is consumed earlier first, and that's a remez to the tzaddik. Tanya Rav Yosef. You shouldn't go out, Bnei Yisrael shouldn't go out from their doorway ad boker until the morning. So it's interesting. This is not quoted as one of the losases of the Torah 365, right? Right. There's no avera for me. Pesach night is manazet to go out of my house. There's no avera for me. Why? Because the Rishonim assumed that this was just a tzivoy l'sha'a. For a moment, right? Not everything is tzivul adaros, right? It's a tzivul lashon. Therefore, it's not counted as a separate los ase. So don't go out of your house. Why? Kima shnita rishus l'mashchus. Once the mashchus, the destructive forces are giving rishus, you know, mafchim mit tzadikim l'rishon. Right? They're not mafchim between the tzadik and the rasha, so you can't go out of your house. V'lo od el shemaslam tzadikim tchilu. It even starts with the tzadikim shneamar v'echrati mimcha tzadik v'rasha. Right? The tzadik is first. Bachi Rav Yosef kulehai nami la'ayin domin. Rav Yosef used to cry. We're like nothing. We're like nothing. La'ayin domim, right? Tzadikim and Rishon are all equal. So Amar le'abaya tibusu l'gabaya. No, it's a good thing to start with the tzadikim first. Techsev why keep it? Bnei hara'a ne'esef atzadik. Because of the ra'a, because of the terrible tragedies that are going to come, Hashem takes away the tzadik first, right? Like Avram Avinu died before Esav went off to derech, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the tzadik before the ra'a occurs. Interesting. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban ala Torah, where Rashi says, based on this pasuk about lo seitzim, he passes based on boker magid shemei acher shenitna rishus l'mashlus l'chavel eino mafchin bein tzadik l'rasha v'layla rishus l'machablim hu. Therefore, you better stay inside. Ask the Ramban, what? Layla rishus l'machablim? You shouldn't be able to go outside ever at night. What do you mean layla rishus l'machablim? So what's Rashi talking about? Ask the Ramban. Right? V'lo avi nosi dvarav v'mesh amar v'layla rishus l'machablim. Right? V'chiyaser adam b'chol layla lo seitzim passes based on boker min a mikra zeh. This night. So he argues. Says, come after the defend Rashi. Says the Mizrahi, and the Gro is Machab. We've always quoted this Pshim the Gro, but now I can quote a Pshim the Mizrahi. The Gro is Machab into the Mizrahi. No, what's the Pshat? You shouldn't go out tonight. Why? Because, let's ask the other question that we asked the Gro, asked in Allah Torah, we mentioned this in the Haggadah, and that is, we say in the Haggadah, Lo Aide Malach, Lo Aide Sarah, Vel Kadosh Baruch Hu before Dovei Atzmo did Makas Bechoros. So what do you mean, Vloitina Mashchus? Stay home, because the Mashchus is around the street. So what's happening? So, no, the Gra explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there doing Makas Bechoros, but the regular Malach HaMavis was there doing his business. Right? Whoever was supposed to die tonight was supposed to die. So that's why the Gra said HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay home. Right, Vloitin and Mashkas. He didn't want the Mashkas to get anybody who was supposed to die tonight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that even people who were supposed to die tonight didn't. Because he didn't want to give a pischon peh. Hey, it wasn't just the Bechoros. Look, some of the Jews died also. That's exactly what the Mizrahi says. That's Pshat of Rashi. Mizrahi says, if one of the Yotzim died from the regular Mechablim, they would have said Moshe Badayu. Right, just like if it was 1201. Right, the Gemara in Brachas Dav Gimel. We spoke about that before. The amazing idea of everybody being convinced based on one tiny little way out. But that's the Gra, that's the Mizrahi to explain that Rashi, that you shouldn't go out because the normal Malach HaMavis is going to be there, and therefore one has to be here. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Leo, la mikanis b'chito, b'yis b'chito. We should always go into the city b'chitov and go out b'chitov. What does that mean? Right? Well, it's still light. Well, it's still light, right? Kitov, because it says by the or, by Yarlokim Kitov. So that's why daytime is called Kitov. That's why, right, remember this from the first Dafim Sachim. You should go in b'chitov and go out b'chitov. Right, it says don't go leave your house till the morning. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Beis quotes a different pasuk that the Shvatim didn't leave Yosef until the morning. Here's a machlok that's interesting between Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Pesachim. What does the morning mean? Rashi quotes it means Netzachama, sunrise. Tosfos there says it means Amud HaShachar, even dawn. What's the machlok is about? So the Chassam Sofer there in Pesachim Daf Beis says it's Lishitaso. What are you worried about at night? So Rashi there says you're worried about Chayas Velistim, wild animals and bandits. So that's why you have to wait till sunrise, because even after dawn, it's still somewhat dark. They're still going to be around. Tosfos says you're worried about mazikin. You're worried about mazikin. You're just worried about the demons that are at night. So once it's halachic daytime, boom, they're not there anymore. So that's why the shitasa, what they say. Even though Rashi here also mentions mazikin, but so what? You're also worried about listim. That's why you have to worry about wait till later. Taner Abanon, Dever, Ba'ir, Kanes Raglecha. If you have Dever in the city, you have plague in the city, you have to Kanes Raglecha, stay home. Close your doors, stay home. In the tochacha. So my Omer, what are all these psukim to teach me that when there's a plague, you have to stay home? If you want to tell me only at night, you have to stay home. During the day, you could go out, even though there's a plague. Tashma, leich ami baba chaderecha, skar delasecha. Second pasuk. Chit emani mi lehecha deleke ima begavoy, ima begavoy. When should you stay home? When there is no internal fear. Rashi, emas mavet shel malach. Right, fourth line. When there's no internal fear, there's only an external enemy. Aval hecha dika ema migavoy, ki nafik, but when there's also an internal enemy, ki nafik yasabeni inshi bitsafsa, ba'alma tfei mali, it's better to go sit with people. When the star is all over, better to go out and sit with people. Tashma, that's why you have the third pasuk. Mechut teshakal cherev mechadurim meima, afal pita mechadurim meima, even though there's ema inside, mechut teshakal cherev, still there's sword, there's dever outside, and therefore, stay home. Rava biden rischa. Rava, when there was a plague, havi sachar kava, he used to close the windows. Tachsiv ki ala maves b'chaloneinu. Right, learned out from that pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Tana rabbanan ra'av ba'ir pazer raglecha. The opposite. When there's famine, then scatter your feet. Meaning, go travel and go find some food. Vashenemar va'yira ba'aretz va'yir adavar mitzvayim alagur sham. And he went down. V'yomer im amarnu navo ha'ir. Also the pasuk by the four mitzorayim, the Torah for parshas mitzora. Either the Mitzorim, they were outside the city, so they were deciding where to go. Imam Rana Novo Ha'ir, Vaharav, Ba'ir, Umas Nusham. Right, if we say, right, there's hunger in the city, we're going to die there anyway, so we might as well go out to the other camp. And that's when they found that they all disappeared. Maiva Omer, V'chite, Imanim Ilehecha, Tadaka, Savig Nafashas. If you want to say that, when should you go out and look for food? Only when there is no suffix sakana. Avalhecha, Diga, Savig Nafashas, lo. But maybe where there is suffix sakana, no, don't go out. Tashma, L'chuv, V'nipla, Machana, Aram, Im Yechuyenu, Nichya. Right, there was suffix sakana. If the camp of Aram would have been there, they would have been killed. But still, they went out even by Savig Nafashas. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what do you need a pasuk for? If there's a famine, don't stay home and starve. Go look for food. You need a pasuk for that. Of course, what's the Shaila? Of course you go out and look. So says the Pnei Yeshua, V'yesh lomar devadai. Ba'avram namu ha'yiksa sakana. Liri mitzrayim yirasara. V'yavim yomar achosi yikis sakana darayis. No, v'afilo hachi kivin delaka sakana nefash l'gamrei. Ma'isam ma'isi aram. No, the chiddush is, there's sakana both places. But the Gemara is just giving advice. If there's a sakana of starving and a sakana of danger outside, so take your chances. Od yesh lomar, or de'ikar kra maisi al pizar aglayim haynu shepizar raglov im kol asher lo lamakam asova. The chiddush is take all of your belongings. Don't leave your stuff and say I'm going to bring food back. That doesn't work in a famine. That's the chiddush. Avram left with everything. Lo yismach atzma lo havi teref lebeisu mimakam asova lomimakam asova lomakam arav. Why? Because maybe the people are going to take it from you. But again, that's what you should... Yaakov left for a famine?
No, he sent them to bring back.
He sent them to bring... Maybe Yaakov didn't leave. He couldn't leave. He was too old. One more minute. Tana Rabbanan, Dever Bo'ir, Yehalecha De'Bem Sa'adera, Horeish HaMalach HaMaves, Malach Be'Em Sa'adrachim. When there's Dever Bo'ir, so then there is danger all over. Don't walk in the middle of the street because the Malach HaMaves is in charge. He's walking in the middle of the street. Give it the Abed Le'Rishusa, Maski La'adeh. He walks straight in the middle. Shalom Ba'ir, if there's peace in the city, Al Yahalach Batsidi Zrachim, don't walk on the sides. The Kiva Delesle Rishusa, because since he doesn't have Rishus, Machwe Chavu Yamaski, he walks on the side. Tan Rabbanan, Dever Ba'ir Al Yikanis Adam Yachle Beis HaKnesses. If there's Dever, don't walk alone into Shul. Shamal Chamavis Mafkish Amkela. That's where the Malchamavis keeps his lunchbox. Bahani Mili Hecha Delo Karabe Dardiki, but it's only if there's no yeshiva in the Shul, where the kids are learning. Below Masli Be'asar, and people don't daven there. But if they do, then there's no problem. They don't let the Mazik in. Tana Rabbanan, Klavim Bochim, Malach HaMavis Bala'ir. If there are dogs crying, so then you know the Malach HaMavis is around. Klavim Sachakim, Eliyahu HaNavi Bala'ir. Right? If the dogs are laughing, then Eliyahu HaNavi's in town. Bahanimili Jules Bahu Nekeva. As long as there are no female dogs around, because then you can just blame it on them. But this is Klavim. Says the Be'ir Chasidus, according to Shemi Shmuel. Says the Shemi Shmuel. Again, exactly what this means. Dogs crying, dogs laughing. Ba'ale chayim yecholim lefamim lahargish baruchnius yoser me ha'adam bichir habriya kula. Sometimes animals could sense a certain ruchnius, even though people don't sense it. Why? Because a person has all the kochos of all the nivroim. So it's not focused on one specific koach, and therefore any one specific koach is not going to be as strong. But ba'alei chayim shekol echad mehem yish lo koach mesuyam echad bilvad. Ukneg ezeh chaserim lahem harbei kochos acherim shebiladam hema brios pechusos ma'od v'chol agarshim enem mashpios alehem. When you're missing certain kochos, other ones are more clear. That's why Rachman al-Islan, sometimes people who are blind have a much keener sense of hearing, because they're missing one sense, so the other one becomes more attuned. So that's what the Shemi Shmuel says. What the Gemara means, but Baalei Chayim sometimes have a deeper sense of Ruchnius that's going on. Okay, you're dismissed. Okay, says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Ami, not you, Yosef Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kami, Rav Yisrael, Nafka, Mar, so it's amazing. We'll start this Gemara, but we're going to talk all about it tomorrow. Mar, so Rav Ami and Rav Asi were sitting in front of Yisrael, Nafka. Mar Amar Lemil Mar Shmaitzas. One of them said, "Can you tell us a sugya? Tell us a lumdis, a shmaitza, a halacha." Mar Amar Lemil Mar Agadata. Tell us some Agadata, halacha or Agadata. Pasach Lemir Agadata. So he started saying an Agadata. V'lo Shavik Mar. One wanted halacha, didn't let him. V'vasach Lemir Mar Shmaitzas. V'lo Shavik Mar. So they each were fighting. We want the Rebbe to say what we want. Amar Lohem Emshal Lachem Mashal. Both of you, stop it. Let me give you a mashal. Lamad Davar Domi. You know what this is like. La Adam Sheishal Shtei Nashim. A man that has two wives. Achaz Yalda Ve'achaz Akena. One young, one old. Yaldam alakadus lolavanos, the young one pulls out the white hairs, right? Of her, because she wants to look young. So kena alakadus lo shchoros, the older one pulls out the black hairs, because she wants to look nice and clean. She has white hair, so she wants to keep looking white. Nimsa kiriach mikana mikan. So you got two bald wives, right? So says the so you're not letting me say a word. So amar lahen ihachi ema lachumilsa de shavi l'shavaychus. Let me tell you something that is shavet to both. Meaning I'm going to say something. It's a little agada and a little halacha. This is the makar for a Shabbos Shuv, a Shabbos Kol Drasha, having lumdis halacha, and then going into the machshava. Kiseisa eishu matza kotzim, if a fire goes out and finds thorns, so teitze mi'atzma, teitze is mashma went out by itself. But yishalem, what does the second half of the pasuk say? Shalem yishalem ha-mavir sabeira. You got to pay the mavir sabeira, the one who lit the fire, has to pay. So did it go out by itself, or was it the mavir? So amar kadosh baruch hu, alay l'shalem sabeira, shehiv arti. Even though it was your sins, the fire went out because it was Klal Yisrael, but I'll consider it as if I lit the fire, and I'm going to pay back. I have to pay back for the fire shehiv arti that I lit. I lit a fire by the Churban. It ate the foundations. And I'm going to build it with fire. Right? So that's the Agada related to the fire. By the way, which relates to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosus, which we had in Masechah Sukkah and elsewhere. I mentioned it last night in the Parsha Shir. Will the third Beis HaMikdash be built by Hashem or built by us? It's Machlokas Rashi Tosus. So the Gemara here says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to build it. So it sounds like it's going to be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmaitza, right, according to the Medrash, the kindergarten Medrash of every mitzvah is building a brick. So then also relates to that. That could be a pshara. We're building it in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to break it down. Shmaitza, the halacha that I could say, Pasach HaKazim Niske Mamona V'Siyam Niske Gufo Kisei She'esh, which sounds like Niske Mamon, and then Mavir is Adama Mazik, Loma Lecha Ishu Mishum Chitzav. That's the halacha that you can learn out from this pasuk. Again, the Gemara coming up here is fascinating. We'll have to start with the Beis Hashem tomorrow, because tomorrow isn't as chock full as today, so we'll Beis Hashem have time. The issue of Asher Lahasa Asa Mamon Chavero, Hein's Dilemma. Tomorrow we will discuss Hein's Dilemma. If you don't know what it is, you can Google it. Hein's Dilemma is one of those ethical problems that comes up on later on this list, this stuff. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, I'm sorry, I just misspoke before the case of the wives. Well, Aketa's low, it's talking about when he has the hairs, and they want him to look either older or younger. So then that gets into the issue of a man pulling out white hairs, man, beged isha, but really he's going to end up being bald, just like he can't say any Torah. So that's what the two wives mashal is for the two talmidim. Okay, sorry about that, but let's continue.